So in a way, it traces back to the same dilemma that I was talking about, that a woman is looking for a kind of display of understanding. I know how you feel. He is looking for what he can do. But another aspect to that is that she then interprets his suggestion as a prime move, a way of showing how he feels about it, when in fact what he was doing was just reacting to her. And so that's another example of what I'm calling complementary schismogenesis, that these differences lead to more exaggerated displays of the opposing behavior. One of the clearest scenarios in which we see these differences played out is a ritual that probably takes place every day across the country and, as I can tell from reactions to the book you just didn't understand in translation, across the world. A woman and man come home at the end of the day. Maybe she was home and he was at work. Maybe they were both at work. Maybe she was at work and he was home. It doesn't matter. She starts telling him how her day was, what she did, what she thought, what somebody said, what that made her think, what that made her feel. And then she turns to him and she says, "How was your day?" And he says, "Fine." And she says, "Didn't anything happen?" And he says, "Nope, same old rat race." And then later they go out and they're having dinner with two other couples, and he begins amusing the company and regaling the audience with an anecdote about something that happened during the day. And she feels left out, pushed away. "What am I, chopped liver? I'm your best friend. If something like that happened, I should hear about it first. I shouldn't hear about it as a member of an audience of strangers." Again, we're dealing with the difference that for her, talk is the glue that holds a relationship together. But we're seeing in somewhat more closely, too, the different meaning of the comfort of home for him and her. So they have very different interpretations of the comfort of home. For her, she's had to watch how she's used language throughout her day and be careful what she says. So her perspective is something like, "I have to watch what I say. If I say the wrong thing, I might hurt somebody's feelings. I might spark a conflict. I might call undue attention to myself. I might show my ignorance. But now I'm home with somebody that I love. I am free to talk." And furthermore, this is where she feels talk comes into its own. Talk is the glue that's going to hold our relationship together, reinforce our intimacy, reinforce our closeness. For him, talk is something that he has had to use during the day. It might be his feelings might go something like this: "I'd better get out there and talk. I'd better make sure that people respect me, that they know that I'm someone to be reckoned with. I better say what I know to realize that they don't think I'm uninformed. Use language to get the respect that I deserve, to maintain my status, to make sure that I don't get placed in a one-down position, to make sure I'm not ignored. But now I'm home. I have nothing to prove. I'm with somebody who loves me that I love. I'm free not to talk. Furthermore, I don't need to talk in this setting." So home is a place where for her, she begins to open up and talk, and for him, he's free to shut down, relax, and not talk.